Well, good morning, and most of the world's golfing attention this week focuses on Bethpage Black on Long Island, just outside of New York City, and the second major for the men for the year. And it's a golf course which is really going to require some power, you would think. Typically seen as one of the longer golf courses on the PGA Tour. And as a result, with some cool weather still around New York, we understand that the indications are that it's going to take one of the powerful players to win it, and we'll take a look at that in a moment. But before we do, we'll just quickly look back at last week amongst the selections that we chose in the three events we looked at. The best we did was second at both the British Masters, where Eddie Pepperell, who was one of our picks, finished second behind the winner there at the British Masters at the Hillside Golf Club in Southport. Eddie Pepperell was at $21 at the start of the week. So those were reasonable odds, but he just failed to get the job done there for us. And on the PGA Tour, Scott Piercy, I thought, played beautifully in the last round. I thought he was going to get the job done there for us, but in the end, he fell just short by one from Sung Kang. Of course, Scott Piercy was at $41 at the start of the week, so those were nice odds for those that were prepared to take a punt on him, but he fell just one shot short. No luck for us from the tournament in Japan. We didn't get close there, so we'll now look ahead to this week and to the US PGA Championship, the second major of the year. Of course, the majors this year being restructured in terms of their scheduling, the PGA Championship, which has been so typically the last major of the year over such a long period of time, now moves to the second position. The Masters was last month in April. This month it'll be the PGA Championship. Next month it'll be the US Open. And the final major of the year, the Open Championship, will be played in July. Amongst the favourites this week, Brooks Koepka, the defending champion. He's at $11. He was fourth at the Byron Nelson in his only start since he tied for second at the Masters. His long hitting ability will certainly suit him this week, I think, Brooks Koepka. And I think, given the ongoing form that he's in, he deserves to be the favourite. Just ahead, perhaps, of Tiger Woods, who has not played competitively since the Masters. But even aside from his magnificent performance at the Masters, he was playing well prior to that also. He's won here previously. He won back in 2002 when the US Open was held here. And he proved once again, for those doubters, that he was more than capable of still of winning a major championship. And you wouldn't put it past him being right in the mix once again this week. He's at $12. Dustin Johnson flew under the radar a bit, to my way of thinking. At the Masters, he just snuck through on the final day. I mean, I know he's the world number one. He was then. But he's been in pretty good form. He didn't have a particularly good tournament the week following the Masters. He finished 28th there, which was just midfield at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head. And this will be his first game since then. He was third here in 2012 at this venue when the Barclays tournament was played here. He is the world number one. He's at $12, and I think Dustin Johnson's a really good chance this week. And Rory McIlroy at $12 has been inside the top 10 in 8 of 9 events this season, or this year at least. 5 of those have been top 5. So there's no doubting the tremendous form that he's in. He's been a 2-time winner of this event, admittedly, at other venues. He was 8th at the Wells Fargo at his last start. He too is at $12. And the other player that I think is genuinely worth considering at slightly longer odds is John Rahm at $21. He's been there or thereabouts just about every time he tees it up these days. He's had 7 top 10s in 2019. He was 9th at the Masters. He did win at New Orleans. Of course, he played with his playing partner, Ryan Palmer, and that it was a teams event, so hard to get a good guide from that as to how he's playing, but obviously he played reasonably well. And I think John Rahm, given the power that he has on a golf course such as Bethpage Black, $21, to my way of thinking, suggests that that's very good value for him. So those players again, Brooks Koepka at $11, Tiger Woods at $12, Dustin Johnson at $12, Rory McIlroy at $12, and John Rahm at $21. I find it a little bit hard to go past one of those players being the champion this week. There's a good lineup of Australians this week. Jason Day was 5th at the Masters. He's a bit of a day-to-day proposition, isn't he, with his back and the other injury issues that he still has. But provided he's fit and he's ready to go, then I think he can do well this week. He was 4th at Bethpage Black when it was when the Barclays tournament was played here back in 2016. So he's shown a bit of a liking for the layout here. He's at $2 to be the leading Australian. Adam Scott's $3.75 to be the leading Australian, and I think probably represents a bit of value in that regard. He was fourth here in 2016. In fact, he tied for fourth here with Jason Day in that Barclays tournament back there when it was a FedEx Cup final event. He was 18th at the Masters. He was 12th at the Players. He was he was 7th at the Genesis, and he was 2nd at Torrey Pines. So Adam Scott's been in reasonably good form this season. And at $3.75 to be the leading Australian, I think that's not bad value. Mark Leishman's in the field. He's at $4.50 to be the leading Australian. He withdrew from the tournament in Texas last week with a back issue of sorts, and I suppose that makes him a bit of a day-to-day proposition in that regard. He's been a little bit off the boil over the last few starts after what was a very good start to the season, or start to 2019, was Mark Leishman. And on the basis that he withdrew from last week, I can't get too excited about his chances this week. The other Australians in the event, Cameron Smith, not playing particularly well in his most last few starts. Lucas Herbert, Brendan Jones, both getting into the field because they are inside the top 100 in the world ranking now. And two mysteries of sorts, Dean Stewart, who's played a few PGA Tour events. He's getting in here along with Craig Hocknall. They're both in the field as a result of performances in sectional qualifying or sectional PGA events. That gets them a start in what is a tournament run by the PGA of America. So that is the PGA Championship. It's really the only tournament we'll be focusing on this week. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.